Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, the Farm Bill that was approved by the House Ag Committee, more formally known as the Federal Agricultural Reform and Risk Management Act, contains significant reforms, and it also provides American farmers with the certainty they need when they're looking at the long-term investments necessary for production agriculture for maintaining their productivity and economic viability. We think the legislation is balanced across commodities and regions and still yet allowing for market-driven cropping and marketing decisions.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When we look at the specifics of farm, we have nearly $40 billion in savings in mandatory funds. There are more than 100 programs that were repealed or consolidated. We had some streamlining and reform of commodity policy. It's going to give producers a choice in how best to manage their risk. And also we see consolidation of conservation programs and an effort to improve the delivery of those programs to producers.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That's right. I think when we look back historically at what's happened in the Farm Bill, and I think this is something that the members of the House of Representatives should be aware of, is the fact that we have seen spending on commodity programs, namely the direct countercyclical and marketing loan programs, be phased down, and we've seen more of a shift and a reliance on crop insurance, which of course is partially self-funded through premiums that farmers pay. And I think it's also important to remember that crop insurance only pays indemnities to producers in the event that a loss is suffered in both production or revenue. And when that indemnity is paid, producers are still not being made whole because it only covers a portion of the actual losses that they incurred. There's still a deductible that producers were not compensated for within each policy. So I think that's important when we can just consider the amount of support that's being conveyed under crop insurance, even though today it's become as important, if not more so, than what we see in traditional commodity policy.